This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with a feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashwani, Mr. Modi said that social security is one of the biggest coverages in the world, as around 95 crore people of the country are getting the benefit of some or the other social security schemes. Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the WHO declaring India trachoma-free, saying it is the result of the hard work of lakhs of people who fought this disease tirelessly without a break. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, with the power of public participation, big crises can be confronted, and it was the strength of the people. They did not bow down, did not break down, and did not accept any compromise with democracy. He said, those who impose the emergency not only murder the constitution, but they also have the intention to keep the judiciary as their slave.
आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं वो दौर कैसा था. इमरजेंसी लगाने वालों ने ना सिर्फ हमारे संविधान की हत्या की बल्कि उनका इरादा न्यायपालिका को भी अपना गुलाम बनाए रखने का था. इस दौरान लोगों को बड़े पैमाने पर प्रताड़ित किया गया था. इसके ऐसे अनेक उदाहरण हैं जिन्हें कभी भी भुलाया नहीं जा सकता. जॉर्ज फर्नांडिस साहब को जंजीरों में बांधा गया था. अनेक लोगों को कठोर यातना.
Mr. Modi said Bodoland in Assam today stands out in the country with a new face and a new identity. He said the energy and confidence that the youth there have is most visible on the football field. The Odisha government has ordered a high-level administrative inquiry into the deaths due to stampede near Sri Gundicha Temple at Sharda Bali in Puri that occurred early yesterday. Development Commissioner of Odisha, Anu Garg, will probe into the tragic incident in which three devotees, including two women, died and many others sustained serious injuries. The mishap took place when a massive crowd had gathered for darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra on their respective chariots, Nandi Ghosh, Taldhwaj and Deva Dalana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the government's firm resolve to eradicate Maoism from the country by next year. He made it clear that no dialogue will be held with the armed left-wing extremists. Addressing a Kisan Sammelan in Nizamabad, after inaugurating the National Turmeric Board headquarters, Mr. Shah requested Maoists to surrender and integrate into the national mainstream. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis yesterday announced the formation of a committee headed by Dr. Narendra Jadhav to make recommendations regarding the three-language formula in schools. Addressing a press conference after the traditional high tea on the eve of the monsoon session of the state legislature, Mr. Fadnavis also declared that both earlier government resolutions on the issue have been cancelled. He further criticized the opposition party's decision to boycott the high tea, saying that the opposition lacks new ideas, creativity, and a public-oriented vision. The monsoons has covered the entire country yesterday, 9 days before the normal date. Heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is likely to continue over many parts of Jharkhand, Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Goa, Gujarat and Northeast India during the next 7 days. Talking to Akashwani News, Director General of India, IMD, Mrityunjay Mahapatra said, the southwest monsoon has covered the entire country. And that's the end of this news bulletin.